now that they have these allotments, I noticed driving from coming over the ridge from Tullahoma to Shelbyville, you get up on that ridge and you see a lot of little areas where tobacco is ready. What the farmers call these?
They call them tobacco allotments now.
No, it's from tobacco patch.
Tobacco patch or tobacco base. Back in basis, because the government regulates the amount of raise, and you speak to this farm has a 4 cents of an acre base, tobacco base. 5 cents of an acre tobacco base. That's more commonly used than any otherwise than before they ever had government regulations, where they just tobacco patches.
Well, what other crops might be grown, what other things might be grown in patches?
In patches? Well, a lot of times they grow, for instance, if you're going to use corn for roasting, you speak out of it as a corn patch. A lot of times you add a potato patch, like Irish potatoes, sweet potatoes. You might add a certain part of the garden and lay it off as a patch for one of those.
Okay. What about different designations that farmers might have for the size of the fields? Do they have any different names for different size fields?
Well, a lot of times they speak of the lower 40, which means a 40 acres that's maybe in the lower part of the farm.
Okay.
And sometimes they speak of the 30 acres across the creek.
Okay. What does it say, an acre? Do they call that a lot or a patch?
They just call that a patch or a lot.
Okay.
But 1 acre wouldn't be much more than a yard or something like that.
What are the different types of fences you can think of?
Well, the old fence, of course, was the rail fence. The old type fence was the rail fence, and of course the rock fence.
Mm-hmm.
As you used back in the olden days when they had plenty of time to build things like that.
And you still see some of those?
You still see a few of those in some of the oldest farms right now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course then you get up to the wire fence, which is a different mesh and different strength and size.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing that you put the pack the fence on to?
The post, the fence post.
Okay. What about a garden fence? A fence that you might see around a garden that has little narrow strips of wood coming to a point and usually painted white?
You mean just wood?
Yeah.
Well, wood, well, it's usually a picket. I think you'd refer to that probably as a picket fence or a pole fence if it were around.
Is it a term paling fence?
Paling fence, yeah.
What, is there any difference between a paling fence and a picket fence?
When I picket fence, if I am not in my parents, there used to be an old type picket fence that was built in the ground, post that fence together.
Mm-hmm.
Paling fence, speak of a paling fence, or building all across in this direction, post running up here.
I see.
That was what we used to call a paling fence.
What about a rail fence? What is that?
A rail fence is where they used to build them in the city bars. Putting the rails, the ends, locking them together like that, and zigzagging the fence.
Mm-hmm.
To let the ends stick out where they came together, and then they'd start another rail. The length of the fence there would be so far, and then they'd start another rail back in the direction of the first part to keep it straight. But it's more of a zigzag than anything else. That's about the best way to describe it.